Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Thank you for joining us today as we share together in God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Jeremiah chapter number 30, verses 7 through 9. Just some of the verses. Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. And we know, Bible students, what it's talking about, Jacob's trouble, the day of great tribulation. It's come, but he shall be saved out of it. Verse number 8 talks about the millennium now. For it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord, that I will break his yoke from off thy neck, and I will burst thy bonds, and the strangers shall no more serve themselves of him, but they shall serve the Lord their God and David their king, who I will raise up unto them. So David will also reign in Jerusalem. Jesus will be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We see that in Revelation 19 as I've written. Jesus will rule and reign in Jerusalem, and David will be what we would call his co-regent. As a matter of fact, it's even in Ezekiel chapter number 34. I think that's the passage. It calls him David thy prince. Ezekiel 34, verse number 23 and 24. And I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them, even my servant David. And he shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David, a prince among them. I, the Lord, has spoken it. Again, so we see that principle here, that during the millennium, Jesus Christ himself, God in flesh, will rule and reign. And then scripture talks about David will be ruling with him. And here he uses a reference as a prince. So I use that as that co-regent, if you will, with Jesus Christ. Ezekiel 34, 37, verses 24 and 25. And David, my servant, shall be king over them. And they shall have one shepherd, and they shall also walk in my judgment and observe my statutes and do them. Verse number 25, and they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob, my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, and even they and their children and their children's children. What's that next word? Forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. I remember leaving this off last week when we talked about this. Forever is a long, long time. We talked about this. Then Hosea 3:5. Afterwards shall the children of Israel return and seek the Lord their God and David their king, and shall fear the Lord in his goodness in the latter days. Again, this is talking about the millennial reign of Christ. So David will rule with Jesus in the millennium. Not only would David rule, the apostles. When we talk about the apostles in the New Testament, Matthew and John and Peter and all those 12 apostles, they will rule with Jesus in the kingdom. In Luke chapter number 22, beginning in verse number 28, and ye that which have continued with me in my temptations, verse number 29, and I appoint you unto you a kingdom, as my Father hath appointed unto me, that ye may eat and drink at my table in the kingdom, and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel, the 12 apostles. Jesus, as he's sitting there, he said that there's going to be 12 thrones judging Israel, and you're going to be on those thrones judging Israel. And this is out of Jesus' words, telling those apostles. So we're learning something. Jesus is going to rule and reign. David is going to rule and reign. The apostles are going to rule and reign. They're in Israel. Now, let me stretch your mind. That's Israel proper. But there's going to be, in the millennium, there's going to be Gentiles all over the world. There's going to be Jews and Gentiles. And by the way, these are saved people who entered to the millennium. What about in America? They just throw that out there, okay? What about who's going to rule and reign in America? We will. Let's back up. Go to Revelation 20, verse number 6. Revelation 20, verse 6. This is at the end of the tribulation period. Blessed is he that hath part in the first resurrection, and the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Talking about the tribulation saints, those martyred who were killed during the tribulation period, they will receive a resurrected body. And it's promised to them that they will rule and reign for that 1,000-year reign, the millennial reign of Christ. Not only them, the tribulation saints, but in Revelation chapter number 2, verses 26 and 27. These are the letters to the seven churches that we find in the book of Revelation, seven churches of Asia, and to the church at Ephesus, or Thyatira, sorry. He says this in verse number 26, "And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give him power over the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron as a vessel, as a potter, and they shall be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father." Now go with me, Revelation chapter 3, verse number 21. "To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as also I overcame and have sat down with my Father in his throne." There's a lot here to go through. Again, we're talking about the millennial reign of Christ, the literal 1,000-year reign. First of all, we know that Jesus Christ will reign. Secondly, we find that David will reign beside Jesus there in Jerusalem. Then we find that the apostles will reign, he says, on the 12 thrones of Israel over the 12 tribes, because in Ezekiel 45 and 46, he apportions the land in the millennium. Remember, we looked at that. To the tribe of Dan, I'm giving you this part. To the tribe of Issachar, to the tribe of Reuben, 12 different tribes that he mentions during the millennial reign. He's going to have a portion of Israel. He divides it up. Are y'all following? Have I just completely lost y'all? So during the millennium, he's going to divide up in Ezekiel. You see that in the book of Ezekiel. And those 12 tribes, he's going to put somebody over Issachar, somebody over Dan, talking about the apostles. He said, you're going to sit on the 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes in Israel during the kingdom. Those are the 12 tribes. Which one he puts Peter over? I don't know. Which one is he going to put Matthew over? I don't know. But nevertheless, we see that the apostles are going to rule there in Israel. Gentiles and us are going to be ruling over the world somewhere. You've heard this old illustration, and let me give it to you again. W.W. Watts was a longtime pastor at First Missionary in Auburndale. Love that man. Great man of God. Great man of God. And he would say this. As a kid, I heard him because he preached here a few times. Anyway, long. He says, during the millennium, I hope God puts me over Auburndale. In other words, I want to rule over Auburndale. And I take it to me today, and I joke about it. I hope God doesn't put me in Inwood. Of all the places, Lord, don't put me in Hawaii or somewhere, you know. I'm just kidding. But the point is, we're going to rule and reign somewhere. Over who are we ruling over? Those Gentiles who are alive during the millennial reign of Christ. Are you following? They're in their physical bodies. We will be in a glorified body. And God's going to put us in different places. I don't know. I just know that's his plan for the millennium, as we see in the scripture. So we've learned something about God's government, so to speak, in the millennium. Jesus himself is going to rule. David's going to rule. The apostles are going to rule. And notice that's all Israel proper. But the rest of the world, that's where we will become involved at. Somewhere.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.